Minister Daphne Smith, Purpose for Godliness. This is our first Friday prayer call. I'm so excited to be back. I'm so excited. Amen. So, listen, just glad to be here. Glad for what the Lord is doing. Glad because He's God and He's my Lord and Savior. He is everything to me. Call in number 347-989-0144. Website blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Smith. This is Purpose for Godliness First Friday Prayer Call. It's designed for everyone. If you desire prayer, call in. Again, the number is 347-989-0144. This is designed for the body of Christ to come together to pray. And we do want to hear from you. So call in today with your prayer request. Log in, get in the chat room, and be a part of the First Friday Prayer Call on Purpose for Godliness. And join us every weekend at 8 a.m., okay? Every weekend, live, 8 a.m., Purpose for Godliness on Blog Talk Radio. The email address is purposeforgodliness@gmail.com. And you can download this on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. However you listen in, you can download it and listen. And I'm so glad, can I say that again? I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad that you all were still listening. It's been a while. Things have been happening and transpiring and going on. I was in school for 2 weeks intensive, and it was intense. And so I tried to get this dissertation done, and the Lord is blessing, and he is taking me through this process. Hallelujah to God. So listen, continue to pray for me. Again, I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be here. We're going to pray for you today. If you have a prayer request, call in 347-989-0144. Get in the chat room. And I want to say this, and have Pastor come and share with us. I've been having a little problem looking at the chat room. So if you get in the chat room and I don't see your comments, please don't be discouraged. I will go back and forth and look. I'm trying to get it right. Been trying to get it right for a couple of months or so. But eventually it'll be what it's supposed to be, I guess. But anyway, don't get discouraged if I don't see your chat. I will go back and forth and look at that. Okay? All right. Amen. 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 Purpose for Godliness. First Friday prayer call. Let's hear from the most awesome pastor ever, Pastor Melvin Smith, pastor and founder of Lifeline Missions Unlimited Incorporated Worship Center. Pastor, share with us what's on your heart this morning.
Praise God. First of all, I just want to thank God for Jesus and thank God, most of all, that I'm saved, sanctified, and filled with His precious Holy Ghost. You know, every time I get up in the morning, I acknowledge Jesus as my personal Savior, and I study and I pray, and I see people as I'm riding or I'm walking, and I don't know, you can look in people's eyes and just notice that they have no clue who Jesus is. And the body of Christ, we're supposed to be witnesses. We're really supposed to be witnesses, because we must remember at one time we didn't know who Jesus was. Yes, we heard about Jesus. You know, sometimes we grew up talking about it, but we didn't know him in the pardon of our sin. And most people out here, when you just say Jesus loves you, it just does something to their whole spirit. But you're telling them Jesus loves you. When they know for themselves that Jesus loves them, it makes all the difference in the world. I'm saying us as believers, let's do our jobs. Let's be witnesses for him. Amen? Let's be witnesses for him. Let's go out and tell people about Jesus. They might not accept him. That's fine. That's their choice. But our choice is supposed to be to work with Jesus to get people saved. I must work the work of him that sent me while it is day, for when night comes, no man can work. But we're on the job, but we're not doing anything. You know, in most places, if you go on the job and don't do your work, you get fired. Some of them got pissed off and don't even know it. Because we're not
doing my.
But I'm telling you on today, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it and change our direction if we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. and let's win souls for Christ. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. I like what you said about us being witnesses and being on our job. It is so important that we do that and that we share the gospel and we share the love of Christ. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. I love you so much. Thank you. Praise God. It is so important that we share the love of Christ. It is really important that we share the love of Christ. Amen. And that we be his witnesses. Now, see, when you do the study, because Pastor stirred something in me, as he always does, when you look up the word witness, it's not just you pass out a tract and you go knocking on doors and you share food and clothes and all of that is good. You visit the sick and those in the jails. That's part of it. In the Bible, in the Greek, it is the word that we get martyr. And sometimes when you tell people that, they don't want to be witnesses anymore. It means that you lay down your life for the gospel. You are willing to die for the sake of the gospel. That's what it means, that you are willing to be a martyr. It does mean that you have witnessed the glory of God on your life and the things that he has done for you. But the word in the Greek means martyr. And so those of us that are believers, Jesus laid down his life for us. Amen. He laid down his life for us. He is the perfect example of a witness, if you want to say that. He laid down his life for us. And Jesus told us if we are going to be his disciples, we must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. So that's what it's all about. Listen, got a lot of things to share with you, but I do want to pray with you. I want to give this announcement. Listen, please mark your calendar for August the 17th through the 19th, 22nd Annual Virtuous Women, Mighty Men of Valor, Mighty Men of Valor, Unity. I know, Fellowship Unity, Unity Conference. It is the Unity Conference. Amen. And it's going to be at the Hilton Garden Inn, 1309 West Rancho Vista Boulevard, in the city of Palmdale, California, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 10 a.m. Registration for all of the conferences, $60. I will put the information up and be diligent about it. Please come on out. Support us. Support the conference. I promise you, I can do this because every time God has met us there, I promise you, you will not be disappointed. And if you would like to be a vendor at this year's conference, check out our event page on Facebook, and I will put the link up so you can get the information and be a part of this year's conference. Amen. August 17th through the 19th. Have a special guest. Going to talk about that some more tomorrow, the guest and the theme and everything. But listen, God is moving by his spirit. And I just want you to be a part of it. Amen. 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 Listen, open up your Bibles really quick. I just want to share scripture with you before we pray. The theme for this year has been next level. And I was thinking about it, well, just going through some scriptures, and I believe the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me. No, just talk about what I've given you for the year, which is next level. And we've been talking about it off and on at our church since January, and I'm going back to discussing it and sharing it and preaching it and teaching it, because it is so important that we go to the next level in God. And we had an awesome time in prayer yesterday. I mean, it was just powerful. Here's the thing that the Lord dealt with me about. In all of that glory, we try to do so much in the flesh. Flesh is an enmity. Enmity, I hope I'm pronouncing it right, to God. Flesh hates God, and God hates flesh. Just that's what it really means. And we try to do so many things. We try to pray in the flesh and preach in the flesh and, you know, just flesh just gets all in the way. But we cannot enter into the presence of God or go to the next level in God in our flesh. It's got to be by the Spirit of the living God. It's got to be by the Spirit of the living God. You ought to clap your hands and tell God thank you. It's got to be by the Spirit of God. So I want to read this scripture. And I'm going to read it out of the Message Bible. 2 Corinthians 3:18. It says, whenever, though, they turn to face God as Moses did. There's a whole background to this scripture, but I'm just taking this part right here. And I'll talk some more about it tomorrow. Whenever, though, they turn to God, they turn to face God as Moses did, face to face as Moses did. God removes the veil, and there they are face to face, because God has removed the veil. They suddenly recognize that God is a living, personal presence. Oh, my goodness. To me this morning, we have to recognize that God is a living, personal presence. He's not a pie in the sky, I don't know, something just out there. He is a living, personal presence to the believer in Christ Jesus. He's a living, personal presence. I'm trying to find the scripture in the King James Version. Okay, so I got it. All right, living, personal presence. All right. So they suddenly recognize that God is a living, personal presence, not a piece of chiseled stone. Because it has to do, all this has to do with the Ten Commandments and the Jewish people recognizing the Messiah. And he's, can I say this? He's not just a piece of chiseled stone. He's not just ink and paper. He's a personal God. And when God is personally present, oh my goodness, a living spirit, that old constricting legislation is recognized as obsolete. Come on now. When God is recognized, When God is personally present, when God is personally present, a living spirit, that old constricting legislation is recognized as obsolete. We're free from it. In the King James Version, it says, now the Lord is that spirit, the personal presence of God. The Lord is that spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I know we say that in a Pentecostal church, you know, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And the churches go up and shout. And just doesn't mean that you shout and all of that. It means we have freedom in Christ Jesus. We have freedom in Christ Jesus. We have freedom in Christ Jesus. We're free, all of us, all of us. Jew, Gentile, all of us, nothing between us and God. Our faces shining with the brightness of his face. That's when, you know, when Pastor was talking about being a witness. Oh, my goodness, I don't want to get off track. But listen, those of us that are witnesses, let's be witnesses. Our face should shine. When people see us, I'm thinking of this song, "This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine." When people see us, they should see the presence of the living God in us, flowing through us, shining on our faces. Nothing between us and our God. Our faces shining with the brightness of his face. And as we are transfigured, much like the Messiah, our lives gradually becoming brighter and more beautiful as God enters our lives and we become more like him. Now, in the King James Version, it says, but we all, with open face, beholding in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the living Spirit of the Lord. So listen, I said all that to say this. As I said before, we do a lot of things in the flesh. And we try to pray in the flesh, and we try to minister in the flesh, and listen, it ain't gonna happen. Ain't nothing happening. So, you know, if you want to be a witness, Pastor, you shouldn't have said that. I'm telling you now, if you want to be a witness, it can't be in your flesh. And let me tell you how awesome the Spirit of the Lord is. You could have made a mistake. I didn't say sin or nothing like that. You could have made a mistake that day. Because flesh is just flesh. And we live in this human body. You could have made a mistake that day. But the Spirit of the Lord in you is greater than your mistake. Everybody that was used of God in the Bible, past, present, and future. Those that were used, he's using now and will be used of God. Live in this body. Ah, bless his name. Live in this body. I'm realizing, and that's why I love God so much. Because I love him. I love him is because his grace and his mercy is so much bigger than we are. So don't worry about it if you get it right. You know, you try to get it right, you don't get it right, you mess up today, and, you know, don't worry about all that. The point I'm trying to make is, the Bible says, if you walk in the Spirit, you should not fulfill the lust of the flesh. So we keep walking. We keep walking. We keep praying. We keep fasting. We keep reading his word. We keep obeying him. We keep doing what he tells us to do. And we grow from glory to glory to glory. The things I used to do, I don't do no more. The things that used to get me upset, they don't get me, I want to say, as upset anymore. And some things don't get me upset at all. You just move from glory to glory. You move from glory to glory. You recognize the presence. I hear sweet presence. You recognize the sweet presence of the Lord in your life. And you allow him to move in you and to move through you. And here is the thing. The more we walk in the Spirit, the less we want to do things that displease God. I'm telling you, the less. This is First Friday Prayer Call, and I just want to encourage you. The more we walk in the Spirit, the less we want to displease God. And when we do displease him, the Holy Ghost on the inside of us say, you know that's not right. You need to repent. You need to get this right. That's why he can use us. Not because we're just perfect in everything. It's because we recognize that it is God, it is his Spirit that takes us from glory to glory to glory. And that's what Paul was saying in the midst of this whole chapter. We call it chapter 3. He was talking about the Jewish people and recognizing Christ as their Messiah. It says in verse 16, nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. The moment you turn to God, the moment your heart turns to the Lord, the moment you say yes to God, the veil is taken away. The moment you say yes to God, the darkness is driven away and the light comes in. I'm telling you, the moment you say yes to God. So in this first Friday, July, the seventh month, the number of new beginnings. Bless his name. And it's the seventh day. Okay, now, I just want to shout. Oh, my goodness. Let this be a new beginning for you. A new beginning for you. Let's start today, everybody, every one of us, everyone that's listening and everyone that will listen. Listen, let this be a new beginning for all of us. Let's recommit our lives to the Lord and turn and face him. Even when I was studying this I felt a little tug in my spirit, and in my spirit I heard, "What are you hiding?" And I'm going, "Well, you can't really hide from God. But what are you hiding? What are you really trying to hide? If we don't want to see our Savior face to face, what are we trying to hide?" Because the thing about it is, the moment you face Him, the moment you face Him and come clean and let all the junk and mess and everything that you've been carrying for years and years and years, the moment you face Him, everything changes. Everything. I promise you, everything changes, and it changes for the better. Amen. Amen. So I just wanted to share that with you, and just to say to you, be encouraged. God is with you. God is for you. He's not waiting with the hammer to bust you in the head because you made a mistake. There are consequences for our sins, because the wages of sin is death. But the Bible says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. So whatever state you are in right now, know that God is for you. He wants to be a father to you. Amen. He sent His Son. If you were the only person on earth, He would have still sent Jesus to die on the cross for you. That's how much He loves us. If we just think of it, it's individual. If I was the only person here, He would have still sent Jesus to die on the cross for my sin. He did that. He did that. The Bible says He loved us. He commended His love for us in that while we were yet sinners. He demonstrated His love in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross for our sins. Amen. Amen. So listen, going to play this song. This is part of my worship devotion that I try to do every morning. This part of my worship devotion, going to play a little bit of this song, and then we're going to come back and pray. And I just want you to keep in mind that, like I said before, let's start fresh. Let's start fresh. Let's start new. Listen, God's mercies are new every morning. So every morning we start fresh and we start new. And He is great. Great is the faithfulness of God. So listen, as you listen to this song, set your mind on Jesus and on the things that He has done for you. And then just a little bit of it. And then we're going to pray. All right. And as I said, I'm so glad to be back and so glad to share with you this morning.
Blessing and honor.
praise God. The song says, amen. Blessings and honor and glory and power. Amen. Be to Jesus. Be to Jesus. Be to Jesus. I want you to put on your heart, for the lack of a better phrase, a prayer, a person, a situation or circumstance, something that you may be going through. Bless his name. Thank you, Jesus. Something that you may be going through right now, a person that you have been praying for, situation that you have been praying for, and it seems like the answer is not coming. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to share this with you. In Daniel, when Daniel prayed, and it took 21 days, 3 weeks, for the answer to come. And I'm paraphrasing. That's what I kind of see and hear right now. And paraphrasing and wanting to know what took so long. And the angel said, I had to fight with the Prince of Persia to get the answer to you. I don't know who that is for. It's not like your prayers have not been heard. There's war. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's war. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Going on in answer to your prayer. Hallelujah to Jesus. Be faithful. Hallelujah. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah. Your labor, hallelujah, is not in vain. Hallelujah. In the Lord God, hallelujah, has not forgotten your prayer, has not forgotten your faithfulness, has not forgotten your steadfastness, has not forgotten your sacrifice and your labor. Hallelujah to God. Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. And we praise you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we magnify you, and we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, because you're God. Blessings and glory and honor, hallelujah, belong to you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our cry. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your word of encouragement. We thank you, Lord, that even in the midst of every trial, thank you, Jesus, every trial, thank you, Jesus, every trial, many are the afflictions of the righteous, hallelujah, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance, for your keeping power, for your strength all day. We thank you, Lord, because you answer prayer. Yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Hallelujah, for what you're doing right now. Oh, God, give strength today. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we thank you for strength. We thank you for victory. We thank you, Lord, because you're God and you're sovereign. Hallelujah. And you know how to take care of us. You know how to meet our every need. You know how to grant our desires. You know what we need. Oh, shut up, oh, see, ah, hey, huh, shut up, oh, say, hallelujah. You know how to not see. Yes, Lord. You know how to meet our every need. You know how to grant our every desire. We don't even know how to pray, God, like we're supposed to, unless your spirit makes intercession for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. So make intercession. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Make intercession. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord, for standing on our behalf. Yes, Lord, thank you for standing on our behalf, making intercession for us. Oh, God, yes, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, and we magnify you, and we glorify you. Yes, Lord, because you're God. You're God, and we thank you. We thank you that even in the midst of every trial, oh, bless your name, Jesus, you're God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for touching our bodies, for healing us, for deliverance, for victory. Thank you, Lord, that we are more than conquerors. We're not just conquerors. We're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Because you love us. Hey, God. Hey, God. Hey, Michelle. Oh, yeah. Hey, God. Hey, Jesus. Because you love us. Because you love us. Hey, God. It's because you love us. Hey, God. That we have the victory. That we're more than conquerors. That we're healed, delivered, and we're set free. Because you love us, Lord Jesus. We go from glory to glory. Because you love us, Jesus. We can stand the test. Hey, God. Because you love us, Jesus. Because you love us, Jesus. We keep going. Yes, Lord. We keep pressing on, God, because you love us. Because you love us. Yes, Lord. Because you love us, we fight the good fight of faith. Because you love us. Yay, God. Because you love us. Ah, bless your name, Jesus. Because you love us. Because you love us, we have the victory over sin. Hallelujah. We have the victory over sin. We have the victory over death. Hallelujah. Hell and the grave. Yes, Lord, because you loved us. Because you love us. Because you love us. Because you love us, Jesus. Because you love us. Because you love us. We have the victory. Stand in victory. Hey, God. We stand in victory. We stand victorious because you love us. Hallelujah. Because you love us. We pray for your people everywhere. Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray for your people everywhere. Those that are going through. Yes, Lord Jesus. Those that are being persecuted, yeah, God, for the cause of Christ. Yes, Lord Jesus. Ah, oh, bless your name, Jesus. There are saints right now that are being persecuted for the cause of Christ right now. Oh, God, hallelujah. Receive them, Lord Jesus, into your glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Watch over their families. Protect them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that are being beaten, yes, Lord, killed, hallelujah, for the cause of Christ. Churches that are being burned down right now. Right now, for the cause of Christ, people that are on the run. Yes, Lord Jesus, running for their lives. Yes, Lord, bullets flying over their heads right now, running for their lives. Oh, God, protect them. Yes, Lord, you said in your word, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, you are our refuge, our fortress, our strength, our God. We trust in you, Lord. We trust in you, Jesus. They trust in you, Lord. They're giving their lives for you, Jesus. Those that are being imprisoned. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, under the sentence of death. Oh, God, send your angels. Send your angels. Encamp around about them, oh, God. It's for the furtherance of the gospel that they lay down their lives. Hey, God. Hallelujah. And Father, I thank you and I praise you that right now, hallelujah, you are sending angels. Relief. Yes, Lord, you are sending relief to those that are starving, to those that are homeless, to those that are without shelter for the cause of Christ. You are sending relief. And Father, I thank you and I praise you for it. Praying for the peace of Israel. Oh God, praying for the unsaved. Hallelujah. Praying for the nation of Israel. Oh God, that they would see you as Messiah. Yes, Lord, that they won't be lost. Hallelujah. We pray for peace, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Praying for the believers in the United States of America. Oh God, we just take for granted the fact that we could call on your name anytime and anywhere. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord, to not be selfish and inconsiderate, to recognize you as Lord and Savior. And it is because that we live in the United States of America. It is because you planted us here and not somewhere else that we have this wonderful opportunity to call on your name. And so, Father, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you and we praise you, praying for churches everywhere. As we lift up your name, Jesus, you said, Lord, if we lift you up, you would draw all men to yourself. So we lift you up, Jesus. We lift you up today. We lift you up today and thanking you that you are drawing all men unto yourselves. There is someone out there today that needs a word of encouragement, that need the love of Jesus, need you to wrap your arms around them. Father, we thank you that you are sending laborers into the harvest that will show the love of Christ, that people will see on our faces the love of Jesus, the love of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, and we praise you. Thank you for going into the hospital rooms. You are already there. Thank you because you're in that hospital room. You're in that jail cell. You're in that tent. You're in that tent. You're with that mother. You're with that father. You're with that son. You're with that daughter. You're with that prostitute. You're with that pimp. You're with the abused and the abusers. You're God over all flesh. Hey, God, and nothing, hi, bless your name, is hidden from you. Thank you, Lord, that you are speaking a word to them right now. Changing hearts, changing minds, delivering and setting free, saving right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you. Bless your name. And we praise you. Hallelujah. thank you and we praise you for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Listen, wherever, glory to God, wherever you are, hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I need you to clap your hands. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Open your mouth and give God praise, hallelujah, for what he is doing right now. I hear the words of this song, and Mother Benbow used to say every time she heard this song, no matter how she heard it, she knew she was going to go through something, but God was going to bring her out of it. And the words of the song is, be not dismayed, whatever betide, God will take care of you. Whatever you are going through, you know, because we all go through something. We really do. We really do. We all go through something. And we are all going to face trials, and some trials are going to be greater than others. But don't be discouraged. Be not dismayed. Don't be discouraged. Whatever comes upon you, comes upon us, God promised to take care of us. He promised to never leave us. He promised to never forsake us. He promised to be with us to the end of this age. And the most amazing thing is, those of us that are believers in Christ Jesus, Christians, believers in Christ, followers, disciples of Jesus, he is going to be with us forever and ever and ever. And we will be with him forever, forever and ever and ever. It's about eternity. It's right now, and it's about eternity. Because we have eternal life in us right now. And because we have eternal life in us right now, we don't have to worry about the future. I know we worry. I know we worry. God knows that we worry too. I know we worry. I know we have our complaints and discussions with God and all of those things that we do. But be not dismayed, whatever betide. And it means don't be discouraged. Whatever you're going through, whatever comes upon us, God will take care of us. God will take care of us. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So I'm just grateful to God for ha ba siya na bo sha. See, can I say this? I know. I gotta do this. And I want the pastors to say something, and I'm gonna do this in 30 seconds. They keep telling me that tongues have ceased, and you know, some say miracles have ceased and healings have ceased and, you know, prophecies have ceased and all of this stuff. I really have to beg to differ. And I know what this is that's working in me. It's the Spirit of the living God. I quit trying to explain it. I got 5 seconds. I quit trying to explain it. It is what it is. So I don't know. Whatever they say, it is what it is. So I'm going to do this right quick. Can y'all just hold on in the next 9 minutes? And something seconds, 50 seconds. Can you hold on? I want to hear from my brother, and I want to hear from Pastor if they could do this in like 9 minutes. Pastor Tate, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh,
glory to God. Well,
okay.
I have been enjoying
awesome.
This. I have been enjoying this morning. Just walk right on through Romans, walk right on through Philippians, and walk right on through Ephesians. Because you are ministering to the people concerning the power of intercession, wherein Christ himself instituted, Hebrews tells us, he ever liveth to make intercession for us. And then in Romans, it tells us the Holy Spirit, and not just listen to you minister to the Holy Spirit, how you minister on behalf of the Holy Spirit, who beareth witness by intercession with utterances that we cannot utter. We don't even know how to pray like we ought. It's amazing. This is the area that you were talking about this morning. See, here's where the temptation comes to doubt that your prayers are answered or that God has heard you. It's because the utterance that must be uttered is a confident utterance that comes from the Holy Ghost. And when we begin to pray in the Spirit and we allow Him to take over and make the intercession for us or make the prayer petition for us, then He Himself says what the same thing is being said at the right-hand side of Majesty. Right at that moment, Him and Jesus are connecting on your behalf. Glory to God. And the Father has already decreed it is to be so. Now, you say, well, what's going on with that? It's in just a few moments, because I got to give way here for my brother. But listen, this just touched my heart, because you got to understand. Look at here. He says these words here. He said, I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which is to be revealed in us. The Amplifier says it like this. But what of that? For I consider that the sufferings of this present life are not worthy to be compared with the glory that is about to be revealed to us, in us, for us, and conferred on us. Glory to God. And when I got that, when I was listening to you this morning, I heard that breakthrough, because the reality is, as I was speaking not long ago, I heard the Lord said, I'm shaping you into my image and into my likeness. So consider not the present shaping. So the pressures that some of the things we're going through is to convince us. Satan wants to take it to convince us God don't hear us. But God is saying, I heard you. I'm making you in my image and likeness. And this is what the whole of creation is waiting for, groaning for, the manifestation or the revelation of the full sons of God. We have had a foretaste in the past. Akashandabai. We have had a foretaste in the past. Those that don't know, we served under a man, I'll just say like a modern-day apostle, who walked in signs and wonders. It's a little too late to tell us signs and wonders don't work. It's a little too late to tell us that what God does is fake. It's too late. I have been healed in my own body supernaturally. I have ministered, and the Lord worked. And somebody said, well, that's just the Lord work. Amen, you're right. But it's the image and likeness that's being used to bring God glory. And God's going to bring Himself back to the forefront through those He has shaped into His praise vessels, His intercession vessels, His power vessels, people that believe not organization, not religion, but believe according to the word. Now, He said these signs shall follow them that believe. He didn't say these denominations or these traditions or these customs. He said those that believe and that are believing in Christ and the word. So what has happened then? Are we still believing? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Honey, keep on going forth, because somebody this morning was encouraged by what you said. I felt it in my spirit that God touched somebody this morning, and is still touching them right now. But let them know, just a word of encouragement, stay on the potter's wheel, because when he's finished, you're going to look just like Jesus. Glory to God.
Glory to God. Pastor Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Praise
you know, when
Lord.
You start talking about prayer, that just stirs something up in me. You know, I used to, when I first got saved, I wanted so much to pray like Bishop prayed. But see, I didn't understand what Bishop went through to get that kind of anointing.
Okay.
See,
all right.
Let me explain something to you. Everybody has the Holy Ghost in them. Those of us that have received Christ have awakened. So it's alive, it's moving, it's well. But what we fail to realize is this. We can't really pray. It's the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
Because if we could pray, we would not need the Holy Ghost.
Well.
The Holy Ghost in us maketh intercession. Listen, if you want to be a great prayer warrior, let that Christ has already placed in you come alive. Let that spirit come alive. Because you can't do it on your own. I used to stay down on my knees for hours and try to pray. Wasn't doing nothing. Wasn't going nowhere. But when I let go and let God just come in, you have to decrease and let him increase. And see, that's what we don't like to do because our flesh wants to be our front. Our flesh wants to show. But I'm telling you something. The scriptures say ain't no good thing in the flesh. So if it's no good thing in the flesh, let the spirit reign in you. If you really want to help people, if you really want to be a soul winner, you can't do it. It has to be the Holy Ghost in you that does it. Because, see, the Holy Ghost agrees with the Holy Ghost in the person. And it can make them come alive. You can't, because your agreement is not of God. So everything else besides the Holy Ghost is really dead. Why do you think we live them kind of lives that we live? Because the Holy Ghost in us was laying dormant. But Jesus came and woke it up. When we said yes, it came alive. And all we're saying is, let it come alive in you. Then you'll be that great prayer warrior. Not you yourself, but the spirit in you. See, we have to understand it's not us. It's the spirit that resides in us that does the work. If you allow it. Because you can have the spirit in you, but if you don't allow him to work, you can quench the spirit and it won't work. But if you just let him be who he is.
Glory to
you
God.
You know, growing up, I used to try to be everybody but me. And you know, man, you act just like your brother Danny. You act like your brother older. No. I found out that it's all right to be Melvin. Melvin's all right. Once I got to know him, you know, get to know the spirit in you so you can understand when God is trying to move in you and direct you. Listen, a lot of people that's on this phone call right now, I knew them when they were saved. I knew them before they got saved. And the person that they are now is not the person that I met when we weren't saved.
All right.
It's changed.
All right.
And the only one that can make that change is God. He's the only one that can go into a man's heart and change it and not leave a scar. And what he's saying is, let me in because I want to do something new in you. So allow him to come in and be free and let him have free reign in the name of Jesus. I'm through.
In the name
I'm
of
through.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. I was quiet because I put some extra time on, so I knew I know y'all, I know us as pastors. You know, we say 2 minutes and it's 2 minutes plus. So I wasn't really worried. I wasn't really worried. I thank you all. That's why I was quiet. I thank you all so much for being with me this morning. Pastor Smith, I know we already had prayer, but would you close us out in prayer this morning?
Yes. Father, first of all, we just thank you for your goodness and your loving kindness toward the children of men, oh God. Lord, you've been good to us. I said you've been good to us. You've been better than we can even imagine, oh God. Lord, sometimes we wanted to go right and you brought us left because you know what's danger there. You know your people. You know what's going to happen before it happens, God. You are beginning, you are end. Lord, we trust you to be God in our lives. We understand you're yet on the throne and you can do anything but fail. Lord, lead us and guide us in your truth. Give us to understand that you are our God. You are our leader. You are our source. And we need you evermore, oh God. We're nothing without you. We can do nothing without you. Without you, Lord, we already fail you. But with you, all things are possible, oh God. Wake up the spirit in us and let it rain in us, God, that we might do your holy will. We desire to please you. I said we desire to please you, Lord. And the only way we can please you, Lord, you got the help. Because if the help don't come from you, we have no help. But we trust you, Lord, and we thank you, and we praise you. Our confidence is in you, God. You are our soul.
Yes, God.
We understand, Lord, that you're everywhere at once. So we don't have to look for you because you're already here. And we love you and we praise you for who you are.
Thank you, Lord.
And we thank you, Lord, for blessing everyone under the sound of our voices on today, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for giving us a mind just to do your will, God.
Yes, God.
Now we ask you, as we go forth on this day, oh God, let us win a soul on today. Just one soul. It'd be worth all we're going through, oh God. because you said all souls are yours, but the soul of the sinner shall die. But you said you came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And Lord, we don't want people just to live. We want them to have the abundant life. And we thank you and we praise you for it. In your mighty name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all so much, everybody. Hashtag roundtable. Thank you all so much for joining me this morning. I'm going to let you go. I really do believe when the Spirit of the Lord is done, I'm done. Thank you. Amen. Amen. So thank you all so much for joining me this morning. I appreciate it so much. I'm going to let you guys go. God bless you. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. And to all of my listeners, God bless you so much. Thank you for joining me this morning. I'll be back, Lord willing, tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for Saturday morning praise and glory, some more songs, some more sharing with you the love of Jesus. I love you all so much. I really do. I'm so excited to be back online again, Purpose for Godliness on Blog Talk Radio. All right. So listen, pray for us. We're praying for you, and as always, 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 oh, before I forget, please tell somebody about the show, about the ministry, and if you want to be a blessing to the ministry, inbox me on Facebook, and I'll let you know that, and email me at purposeforgodliness@gmail.com, all right? I really do love you, and Pastor loves you. We all love you, and we want you to know that you are purposed for godliness, and we're going to go out with this song. I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Amen. Praise the Lord. You all have a wonderful, wonderful, and fabulous Friday in Jesus' name.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. All right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind.